You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com. La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la. She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact.
He's totally sober, she's not that drunk.
He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Dog immediately.
I know. The second, I swear to God, it's like we have a third.
I just took her.
Shut her up. Shut her up. All right. Let me get this thing started while she does something with this dog. Sit her in front of the window. Oh. Hey, My Wife Hates Me podcast. We're ending up, rounding up the end of 2016. Couple more podcasts, probably this one and another one, and then we wrap up 2016. Did I say round up? Well, I meant wrap up. Who knows? Anyhow, listen, real quick, if you're on Amazon, go to amazon.richvoss.com. Go behind the wall. Pretty soon we're going to put up another... live, would you bang them show behind the wall?
We are?
Yeah, that should go up. The last one we did. It's got to go behind the wall.
Oh, I thought that one was up already.
No. And also, too, listen, do me a favor. It's not a big deal. I don't know why I push these things, but on the Intero Bang website.
Oh, you don't know why you push these things?
They have the top 10 albums of the year.
I don't know why I'm talking about the top 10 comedy albums of the year on the Intero Bang.
But vote for me. If you're a fan of this podcast, or if you're a fan of mine, there's 10. Here's the thing. There's
why,
10.
What do you get if you win? So a Tarot Bank puts up, here's, we've narrowed it down to 10.
Yeah.
Now you go ahead and vote for the number one
album of the year. 2016. But here's the,
and then what do you get?
You get the bragging rights, or you get to feel a little good.
You are willing to go on mic and talk to our, they're already just like, you know,
are you fucking
or whatever
kidding?
For listening to
yes.
us and bothering them about clicking.
You know what? You're
things.
Fucking pissing me off. You're getting me mad.
For
because,
what?
Because what's the big deal? Why? What? Yes, I am. Yes, I'm getting mad. I'm getting mad. So don't you, if you had a fucking album and it was in the top 10,
oh my God.
You're fucking getting me mad.
I did not know
what?
That I was poking the bear on that one.
Holy
I can't
fuck.
Believe how mad you got.
Yes.
Why? You don't win anything.
It doesn't matter.
Why?
Oh, well,
gonna,
big deal. Because
you think it's going to fill something inside you?
Oh. If what? You win a fucking Oscar, they give you a statue. Big deal. Or if you
an
win
Oscar's
an Emmy.
Winning an Oscar, please don't equate winning
or
an
winning
Oscar
an Emmy
with
or
being a, the number one album on the Intero Bang. Okay.
Just shut your fucking mouth and
but
let me.
But why? Why is it so important to be like, hey? Because that's not a true
it's
win
a good
anyway.
Album. I mean,
it's not a true win anyway. Then if you're saying to people, hey, go ahead and click this. I don't care if you listen to this album. Or
I was going to get to that. I was going to get to
then
that.
Then why are you so mad?
Because you won't let me talk and you just jump in. And first of all, if you win, more people will go, oh, he won. Let me go buy his album. Okay, so you do win something.
It translates into money.
Yes, you do win something. So, okay. So say you're sorry.
No.
Say you're sorry.
I don't believe in fucking begging people.
I'm not begging. I'm putting out the option. I was going to say, look, there's 10 CDs on there. Clearly, I haven't listened to any of them. Probably even barely listen to my whole CD. I know you're not going to listen to all 10 the people. So if you like me better than you like some of the other people, then you vote for me. It's a popularity contest. That's what
Look,
it is.
I certainly would not be telling people
what
if I was you that you're in a popular. You're never going to win a popularity contest.
Amongst my fans, I don't want people that don't like me to vote. I mean, I do,
okay,
but they're
if
not
you
good
don't on. Like Rich, please don't vote for him. You're saying that, right?
No, I'm saying, yes, you can vote for me and still not like me. Or you can like me and vote for me. All I'm saying is
or
go
feel
to the
sorry
tarot
for you,
bang.
That you have the wife that won't let this go.
You're a fucking asshole because it translates into money, but you don't know that because you've never been up for an award. This is my second award I'm up for this year, okay? So, you know, it's award season, all right? So I'm up for a Writers Guild Award.
Oh, my God. Here comes the Writers Guild Award talk.
They can't vote for it, but I'm up for a Writers Guild Award.
For what?
For writing for the Oscars for my second time, the 88th Annual Academy Awards. And I'm up for a Writers Guild
Award.
And
you get to go on stage?
Yes, if we win, but I'm not going to be at the awards ceremony.
Well, then you won't go on stage. Why did you just say yes?
I said if we win, I get to go up.
No, okay, I think people already understand that part of awards shows.
Yeah.
No, could everyone who's nominated please come on stage?
Then why would That's you ask, never... do I get to go on stage? Of course if I get to go if I win.
Well, I didn't know if they just gave it to the fucking Chris Rock or one of the producers.
No, I'm nominated. The writers
and
are
And then why wouldn't you say, well, no.
Oh, yeah, well, you've never seen any award shows? They bring up the whole writing staff? Have you ever seen an award show in your fucking life? Yes. Do they bring up the writing staff?
Don't use what I just used against you against me.
What? Okay, they bring up the writing staff when it's for best, you know, for writing or whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, you're just fucking aggravating because...
So which is...
A bigger award for me?
The Interrobang or...
The Writers Guild Award? Well, here's the difference. The Interrobang is my CD. I created the whole thing myself.
Look at me, Rich.
No, because you're
looking up into the balcony. I don't know why.
Because
you're
I'm
your acceptance.
Yes.
Pose.
This is why. Because the Interrobang.
Sorry, you're just so crazy.
I'm not crazy.
How many times a week do you give an acceptance speech in the shower?
A couple.
Do you?
No, not.
How does it start generally? Usually, what's your favorite beginning of the speech?
Well, I thank a couple people, and then I fucking, you know.
But you don't have a thing that you say right away when you get up there, like, I didn't prepare, or I can't believe this is happening right now.
I'm sure this CD right now will be up for a Grammy. Will be nominated for a Grammy.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but it will be sent in. And it's good enough for a comedy. I mean, I'm sure I won't beat Weird Al Yankovic, whatever his name is, for who wins in the comedy category.
What are you seeing when Weird Al Yankovic comes across your brain?
Fucking, why is he in the comedy category?
Why, what is it?
Why is he like, in the comedy category?
How come you can't say his name?
Weird Al Yankovic? Yankovic. What's his name? I don't know.
No, you're doing, this is,
no,
I just
not.
Said it.
It's Weird Al. I call him Weird Al.
Yeah.
What's his last name?
Yankovic.
Yeah, so I say Yankovic. Oh, Yankovic. I don't know. I know because when do I get to bring his name up? But why would he be in the fucking comedy categories all these times? And sometimes he wins. He's not. It's not fucking comedy. He's not stand up. Song parodies. Whatever. I'm not taking away for what he does.
Oh,
that's what he does. Okay.
He's so a pretty good guy.
I don't fucking know. You never met him. How do you know?
The way you're. Oh my God!
So I'm
Who
saying,
are you right now?
What
it's
are you talking
so
about?
Crazy! It's like I.
It's not crazy. I'm
yes,
trying to
you're
tell.
Being crazy.
I'm not being crazy. So the difference between the Writers Guild Award and the Interrobang is I created a CD, and there's 10 other CDs, or 9 other CDs on there, which I didn't see Stanhope's, which is crazy. But I didn't even hear it, but I know it's got to be good. So.
On what? The Interrobang?
Yeah, the 10 that are up.
Maybe it wasn't a CD or whatever.
Yeah, he came out with an album. I didn't hear it, but like I said.
Well, you know, not as good as Rich Voss, I guess. Who else was on it?
What I can remember, Maria Bamford.
Oh, boy, tough competition.
Gary Goldman.
Oof.
Tough Joe List.
Oh, boy, one of your favorites.
Who else? Camille Bell, I think.
That's a famous actress.
Camille Bell, that black guy that used to have a talk show.
I have no idea.
Camille Bell.
Oh.
What?
That's not his name. But I go, now you name? Fucked my brain up, so I got to think of him.
Camille.
No, it's not.
What is it? His last name is Bell.
Okay, let me think.
I'll look on the phone. I'll tell you who's up for an Interrobang.
Okay, let me read this while you're doing that.
What are you reading? Oh, this is going to piss. Wait, hold on to.
Okay, remember so that wait, psychologist. Wait,
let me do this real quick. This only take a second, and then we'll get into. Hold on real quick. This guy fucking says he goes behind. Well, he said he listened to every fucking episode recently, which is bullshit. Nobody's listened to 250 fucking episodes.
They might be listening.
Just, he said he just started
listening.
Why are
you so angry? Did he say something mean?
Because it's a lie. Here's the tweet.
Why are you so angry at your fans? That seems like.
Well, he said,
you might be a guy that would go click on.
He better vote for me, and he better get fucking all his friends to vote for me. He goes, me and my wife listen.
Okay, look at it. If he's listening to 250 some episodes in a short period of time, he has no friends.
I know. And he said, me and my wife listen, so give me a shout out. I said, why not? Because we always give some of our fans a shout out.
Well, I feel like we could be doing a service to a lot of married couples that if you're just too tired to fight at night, you put this on while you go to bed.
Uh-huh.
And it's like we do the work for you.
Oh, here's the comedy thing. Oh, okay, where's this fucking guy's name so I could real quick give him a shout out so he could impress his wife that a famous person like me and you, you know, his name is...
If I'm considered a famous person, then I feel
what's
bad.
What's that?
I feel bad for regular people because they're just a tiny...
I really don't want to say, I really don't want to say his name. I just want him to know that it's him. And we're giving you a shout out so you could tell your wife. I think his name was Ben or something. I don't fucking know. God. All right. Go ahead. Read what you got to read, and then I'll look for this.
Have I told you lately
what?
That I love you? You're really like a treat to be around all the time.
Why are you
the way you
that?
Are. Because you're angrily just doing whatever you feel like doing, and then, okay, read your thing. It's like,
no, I'm not angry at you because you start off, you go pick, 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 poke, 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 pick, 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 and a poke, poke, poke. That's Bonnie's fucking motto. Pick, pick, a pick, 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 poke, poke, poke. Okay.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm trying to take first place in a major, you know, award ceremony.
The Interrobang. Do people outside of our circles know the Interrobang?
They're big. Anybody listens to Ron and Fez knows the Interrobang. I mean, Ron and Gail knows the Interrobang.
Oh, so?
Yeah.
Very, very big. This is from Eli, that psychologist.
Why did you mention his name? Because that's what he wants. He wants us to mention him. Like, this guy wants us to mention him. But this guy is...
But you're going to, so who cares?
I
wasn't going to
mention
people.
Him by name because that's what he's such a narcissist. He sends stuff so because he knows I'll get mad. And
okay, this is the guy that called you a narcissist.
Yeah, but that's why
and
he
then
sends
gave
stuff.
Traits on how you behave or whatever, and you were getting so mad on that podcast.
Yeah, and the people agreed with me.
Yeah, I mean...
You know she hasn't come to our
everyone
shows
because always agrees
doesn't
with face you.
Us.
What?
He doesn't come to our shows anymore because he doesn't want to look us in the face because he knows he's a fraud.
Okay, well, he sent another email.
Oh, I can't wait to hear read this one. Thank you, fucking Dr. Doolittle.
Okay, there's a little bit
to
of...
To us, Doolittle for us, Dr. Doolittle.
You got him. In light of the recent backlash regarding the lack of behind-the-wall content, I've compiled the following ideas. He's got ideas for how
to
fix
the... All right, the guy's name, just to get it out of the way.
Oh, my God, Rich, you're...
I found it. Joe Brazda. B R A-Z-D-A.
That's exactly how he wanted you to mention it. This fucking douchebag, Joe Brazda.
Okay, there. We mentioned your name.
We mentioned your name.
No, here's what you got to fucking do. Leave us alone.
Well, he's got to go to the Interrobang thing first.
He's not.
Then he's got to go behind the wall for $1.99.
He lied. He didn't. He said he went behind the wall.
Get the app. We got to tell him to get the app. We got to tell him don't fucking bother us anymore. But also use Amazon.com.
Rich, no, it's Amazon.richvoss.com.
And stop fucking emailing us all the time. But go behind the wall for $1.99 a month.
Yeah, but he said he went behind the wall and listened to all the episodes. That's where I didn't believe him, because who's going to sit and listen to 200-something episodes in a row? You know what I mean?
God, I mean, he's probably clinically insane. We should probably put Eli and him together, because he's probably like in a padded room, just like, I want him to say my name. The doctors are like, can you just, I think this will help before we give him his lobotomy.
Okay, so read, there, we said your name. Now,
this is two different things. That's a lobotomy patient, Joey Brazda or whatever.
Jay
Brazda. And now this is psychologist and Rich Voss arch enemy.
He's not my arch enemy. He's just a fucking,
he gets under your skin.
You get under my skin.
Huh. So you're going to marry Eli?
Yeah.
I didn't always get under your skin, did I?
Probably from the third date on. From when?
Then why did you ask me to marry you? I wasn't begging for it.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't. I never wanted it.
Oh, yeah, please. You got under my skin the second you started yelling at me.
Why are you acting like, oh, yeah, please. Oh, okay, please. Like, what? Give me some solid, you know, evidence that I wanted to, that I was trying to get you to ask me.
Oh, please, when you started that fight when I took you out for fucking lunch and I was going to buy you pants and you started a fight.
I didn't want those fucking pants. I took those pants back.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably kept the money. Just go ahead. Read this article. I want to get into.
Oh, my God. Well, you're a very difficult person.
You're not easy to get along with.
You're terrible.
You're not easy.
The worst.
People got to say, hey, I'm a saint. People must think I'm a saint to deal with you. But go ahead. Read.
Why would you pit like the fans against us though? Like you're
against
always
us?
Yes, you're always like
that's you.
They believe in me, not you.
What? Really?
This you're like trying to get people to hate me.
No,
publicly.
No. When I fucking say, hey, vote for me on the Interrobang, Rich Voss 5, my CD.
He doesn't win anything.
Really? Why do you get the fans to not vote for me?
I'm not. I just want them to know what they're getting into.
Oh, really? They're getting into it. Is the FBI going to come to their house, or are they going to get fingerprinted or you know, a background check? No, this is what they're getting into. They're going to the Interrobang and voting for me, my CD. That's what they're getting into. And, or they could go to...
Ah! Richard! Rich!
Or they could go to iTunes and buy it. What?
Oh, God.
That was a backwards nose.
Oh, my God. It's like your elbow is in it somehow. Oh, God. All right, here's the email.
All right, let's hear this fucking thing.
You know, I'll paraphrase occasionally, FYI. In light of the recent backlash regarding the lack of behind-the-wall content,
What kind of backlash?
Well, you know, people have been...
To who, Gary? Bahumia?
Yeah, but we talked about it on the podcast. And he's being funny in this... Yeah, you know, he's not without wit.
All right, go ahead. Don't stick up for him.
I'm just saying,
him.
I know
you're
him.
In love with
I
him.
I know him very well.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to do it if you keep, you know, wetting.
Barking?
Yes. We don't have a dog. That becomes the real secret. If she dies, we have to like just, we should record her barking a little bit so we can always play it during every podcast. Number one, compile the following ideas. Number one, Voss sounds. A selection of ambient sounds capturing the wonderfulness of life, such as meal prep, rich snacking, deciding which movie to watch, and assorted dog noises, etc. Like you could just click on that, like, hey, sound of the day. Sound of the day.
Oh, what a fucking asshole. Here's the sound of the day. Go ahead.
Oh, you had nothing?
No.
Just really drew a hard blank on that one.
Yeah, I drew a hard blank because I don't have any sound.
You know what? He can go ahead. Keep going. Number two, Walmart Adventures. Rich records a video of amazing sale discoveries while making small talk with peculiar shoppers.
First of all, I don't look for sales. You know, don't act like I'm some guy that's out looking for sales. Walmart is a sale. The whole Walmart is a sale.
Nice. They should use that.
You're not fucking
slogan,
going to Walmart.
Sloganeer, Rich Voss.
Walmart is a sale.
Walmart is a sale.
Want to hear my other slogan that I wrote to David Feldman? He said,
I bet matter what I say, it's going to 3-2-1.
Let go, let hold on. Let go, let Trump. That's a coffee cup. Those Trump supporters will buy it.
Yes.
Instead of let go, let God. You never heard the saying, let go, let God?
Of course I have.
No, you haven't. Oh, you say, of course I haven't?
Richard.
Let go, let God. It's from fucking a 12-step. You never heard that?
Of course I've heard it. All you do is talk in 12-step. Thing you say is a 12-step.
You never
thing.
Heard let go, let God.
I say it all the time. And in fact, I give it as advice to other people. Let go and let God.
Well, you don't believe in God, so why? You
I know, but I believe in the sentiment. Let go and just, like, let life happen.
Then why don't you say let go and let life happen?
Because that's not the saying.
You can make
it. And also, I don't care if other people believe in God. I said to my friend, hey, you know, when you get anxiety, let go and let God. It helps.
Right.
Okay. I don't go into a whole speech about who believes in God and if it's okay or not.
Let go, let Trump. I'm going to make those cups. No, I'm not, because somebody else is now.
Oh, really? Yeah. People are scrambling. Sandy, get the car. I got to get down to the mug printing shop. Oh, yeah. People are just racing around. How do you write this down? No, I'm not. Because now it's done. Of course. Oh, look. I just saw it on Facebook. Oh, my God, Rich. Woo. The ideas. Okay. Number three, creative corner. I think he needs a creative corner. This fucking... It was like... Title cards like that. Creative Corner. An intimate...
That was a fucking snazzy, quick ad lib on your behalf, too.
Oh, good try to get me after 87 into the dirt you got. And then... Creative Corner. An intimate behind the scenes of the creative process, capturing how you guys develop your gems. Well, what the fuck do you think this podcast is, douchebag? Now I'm on your side.
Why don't we...
Now you're hitting me.
Why don't we sit in on one of...
You know what
it is?
It's somebody, he thinks he's... Because he is witty and funny. Yeah. And he sits around thinking like, I'm funnier than they are.
Why don't we sit in on one of his therapy sessions and tell him...
Yeah.
Hey, I think maybe you should ask this question.
I know what you should say, Eli, to your fucking people.
Yeah.
Let go and let God. Yeah. Then explain if you believe in God or not.
Yeah. Why don't we sit in and get... How arrogant are people that they think they fucking...
Mm-mm.
You know, you sit and do 250 of these podcasts.
Yes.
We don't prepare.
Nothing.
We sit down and just do them.
I yell at him like probably four times. Is it ready yet? I need to get this going. I've got things to do today.
No, it's
then
fucking...
we sit down, we start.
Yeah, we don't prepare. We don't have newspapers or producers or writers.
I don't
writers.
Even read the news.
We don't fucking
ever.
Have interns. We have just me, you, a couple mics,
I
and
get
boom.
All my news
and
from
yet,
jokes on
and
Twitter.
And yet, we have one of the most highly respected podcasts amongst the comedy community.
Oh,
and
throughout, do we?
Huh?
Ages 14 to 17.
No. And yet, but people are arrogant. How about this? You worry about your patients.
Uh-huh.
You listen.
But this, you
if
know what?
You
it,
enjoy
can I,
it.
Can I, I'm not you, on his side. I'm trying to show you something about yourself. This is him thinking he's helping.
He's not helping. This is him with his, subconsciously fucking trying to get noticed because he's a narcissist.
He wants people to be like, I'm funnier than they are.
Or I agree with Eli, the therapist. He wants to be.
Yeah.
He wants to be.
Let's see if that starts trending.
Yeah.
Eli's right.
Yeah.
Is that
this is the third time or he's told us what to do to make this better.
Yeah. No,
hey, listen, please, everybody that listens, all the 15,000 or whatever downloads we get a week, please, everybody, give us some more ideas. We need ideas from the people.
And if people want to also tell Eli what's wrong with his fucking list, go ahead. We'll just go down the fucking wormhole. Then we'll read those, and then people can...
Yeah.
You'll see what it's like having some fucking negativity coming at you.
Yeah, you know what? And also, if you have any ideas for Eli for, you know, as a therapist, because Eli's... Any ideas you want us to throw to Eli, the therapist, okay? Jay, since we mentioned you, what do you think...
Yeah.
Blasdo, what does Jay Blasdo think about all? Blasdo think about all of this, huh? What do you think he thinks about? Don't tell me to wipe my mouth.
It's disgusting. It's like spittle coming out.
It's
okay.
Spit. What's spittle? I hate when people say spittle.
Because
that's no
spit
word.
Is like one huge like clump.
There's no such
spittle
word.
Spittle is like.
No, that's no.
It's like it's more of like a sprinkler situation, and spit is more of like one of those.
Oh, look who turned and just staring. She turns and looks.
Okay, number four.
Oh, he's got more?
Oh, yeah. There's five altogether. Oh. Number four, after the show, fulfill the noisy curiosities of fans who wonder what you do after a performance.
We go our separate ways. She goes back to her apartment and I stay here.
Okay, Jerry Lewis, thank you for that answer.
Why? I gave you an answer. That's...
No, he's like, you take a video of, do some Periscope.
Oh,
I just finished my show. Thought people do that. They go, this is like the new thing. They're just sitting on the couch in the green room, like, just finished my show. Couldn't do it without the fans. This is amazing. It's like comedians no longer have any sense of like irony or comedy about themselves and what they do. It's like they might as well be fucking actors.
I never would do that.
Rich, you are one of the people who literally takes yourself too seriously. Like
I would never go thank the fans.
You're probably at the top of that list.
Are you fucking mad? You think I do that stuff after a show? Go on Facebook or do any of that?
No, twice. You don't exactly do that. But if I were to sit here and interview you about how great you are, you would definitely tell people how great you are.
Well, because I am.
Okay.
What the fuck? What do you think Michael Jordan is going to say? I'm a bad basketball player. If you're good at something, you're good at it. What the fuck? Be proud of what you're good at. There's a lot of things I'm not good at.
That's not how Canadians do it.
Yeah, good, because they're not good at anything.
Oh, Richard.
Hunting. Hey, are you a good hunter? Yeah, I am. You like that accent?
No.
I got it? Yeah, I am.
Okay, number five.
Yeah, I am.
Eating. More of those horrific slow motion silent videos. If sound is used, can it be for soup? Because apparently we put something back there where there's no sound or something and you're just eating.
I don't know. Oh, when we were at a restaurant one day.
Yeah.
Please, dear God, listen to me. Don't ever.
Eli knows. Get it trending.
Please don't ever.
Eli knows.
Ever. I'm asking you nicely. Don't ever send us any more of your fucking suggestions. Because we're not listening or doing. You know what we're doing? We're reading this to mock you and make fun of you.
Oh, are we, Rich?
Yes. Yeah.
Good thing you told him that.
Okay, we're doing this. Here's what we're doing.
If you thought this was us being nice to you, you're wrong.
Oh, yeah. Good. What are you going to fucking... Why don't you disagree once in a while? You're just like a fucking asshole.
What?
Here. This goes behind the wall. Bonnie's an asshole.
GIF?
You know, clips or something. Just break it down to, you know... I'm just saying, you know, enough. Don't. Hey, thank you. Thanks for the advice. Yeah, we'll see what we could do. We'll see what we could do to, you know, fulfill your.
I'm not sure I know where you stand on this anymore.
Oh, I'm 100% with him on this one now. I'm turning around. We got to do everything.
I'm with
he
Eli.
Said.
Get we it gotta, trending.
We got to do everything he says. We really do because
Eli says.
Because you know,
get
as
it trending.
As Eli, you know, just the other day, I just you know, I emailed Scorsese about some of his cuts in the his last movie.
I was thinking how you could make it better.
You know, I do that a lot. I'll email some actors and go, you know what? I don't. At some points, I really didn't believe the character, but at some, I mean, you were great,
Meryl.
That's right, you know.
I thought you did a fine job in the Florence something or other singing movie. However.
Oh, I can't tell you how many times I've emailed fucking Jagger and Paul McCartney.
How many times McCarthy, did you do it?
McCarthy. How many?
How many more times?
How many more times what? Things.
I'm going to do this joke.
The other day.
Oh, he's writing an email right now.
Right.
Do less jokes about the same topic.
So I was writing, I wrote this email to the cast of Hamilton.
Oh boy, one more people.
And then, you know, luckily at Sears, I bumped into Stern in the hallway and I said, look, Howard, you know what I'm saying? This whole news thing you do, can you cut it down a little? Howard said, you know what, thank you. I've been, you know what, thank you. He thanked me and they cut the news segment down halfway.
Mm.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
I stopped listening.
In Tarot Bang.
No.
Rich Voss 5.
What about the Lena Dunham thing?
What about the Jerry Lewis interview?
I'm team Jerry Lewis.
So, yeah.
You got that interviewer was a fucking dick.
He wasn't,
if you don't know what we're talking about,
he wasn't
Google
prepared.
Jerry Lewis interview. There's 7 most uncomfortable minutes or something like that.
Yes.
But, yeah, Jerry Lewis was a dick. He's 90.
He's probably done.
And the guy was just like babbling, and then asking a yes or no. He wasn't a good interviewer.
He's done hundreds of these things.
Who?
Jerry Lewis. Hundreds of interviews.
And that interviewer sounded like it was his first one.
You do interviews, and sometimes some are great, and sometimes they're just reading off your bio.
Well, this guy didn't even say, like, why didn't he say at one point, like, oh, you're not into doing this interview, I guess. Or try to get him, like, actually talk. He just kept going to the next dumb, fucking, horrific question. Never,
he didn't
like,
make it personal in any way. Like, hey, you know what, thank you.
Yeah,
you know,
this guy should not be putting that out there as to making fun of Jerry Lewis, because really what's happening is people see what a fucking, I'm almost positive he'll get fired from the Hollywood Reporter. They'll be like, why do we have this guy as an interviewer? Don't put it up there like, oh, that guy, you know, was worse. He doesn't even know how bad he's like, hey, 90-year-old. No, you're the one that we're all ha-ha-ha.
How is Vegas different from the 40s to now? Oh, really? Maybe corporations. Maybe it's 10 times the size. Maybe fucking... That's a dumb question.
Oh, why is it different?
Why is it different? What, really? Why is it different? Why is there no dial phones anymore? How come there's no answering machines? Because...
Times change,
okay.
My boy.
Corporate pal. That's a fucking, you know, you would say to him, did you like performing better back then or performing now? You know, what were some of your favorite moments performing and with who? You know, I mean, you could ask a million questions.
No, the questions weren't good. They were all yes or no questions. And in fact, he would almost always answer the question himself and then be like, yeah. And then
I mean, Jerry Lewis is a fucking asshole. Don't get me wrong.
I know, but at least like he's come to that place, you know, 90. I
mean, he's done. I mean, look, I'm an asshole. You're an asshole. We're assholes, and we haven't even accomplished.
That's our Christmas song.
Yeah. We haven't even accomplished
one
hundredth of what he's accomplished. You know, and we're assholes. So what are you doing with your phone?
Leave me alone. And picking that off the phone.
So we, like I said, we're assholes and we haven't accomplished nearly, you know,
Rich,
a speck of one. So he's 90.
What are you talking about?
I read a fucking...
Why are you bringing yourself into this?
Well, no, because I'm saying, because we do a lot of interviews and people think, they see that interview and go, oh, he's an asshole. But we've done so many interviews ourselves and we haven't been around that long.
Well, you would think that if somebody's coming around to interview you for the Hollywood Reporter, that person would be a good interviewer. It's like they sent the fucking intern to go interview Jerry Lewis. Well, that's what happens when you send the intern.
Well, but no, but there's people that interview you.
And I'm not backing down from this.
There's people that interviewed
I can't do it.
Has interviewed us that have been doing interviews for years, but they're just not prepared, or they don't know us, or they don't give a fuck about us. If I had a chance to interview Jerry Lewis, believe you me, it'd be a good fucking interview. It would be a discussion. It wouldn't be an interview. It would be a talk. That should have been a talk, you fucking assholes. Sit down talking with Jerry Lewis. Find out, you know, it had to destroy him when him and fucking Dean Martin broke up.
Yeah, I mean, he said it was that was the best time that he had when he had. He could ask about. Oh, was that the best time that he had with Dean Martin? Yes. So it was good with Dean Martin? Yes. Like, really? What did that?
Did you like Frank? Yes.
Yes.
All right. What were you going to say about Lena Dunham?
Lena Dunham did an interview where she said
she's apologized already. But go ahead.
I know, because
they all apologize.
They have to. What else are they going to do?
The next day.
The minute
it's coming,
they get that first tweet from a social justice warrior, they're like, "I'm sorry. Say so sorry. No more of you. I can't take it." No, she said it in a on a podcast or something that she never had an abortion, but she wished she had. But what she meant, even though I do think she's a fucking idiot, what she meant was, like, you know, that she doesn't feel qualified enough to be, you know,
talking about it.
Yes.
Listen, I've never been raped, but I could be against rape.
Yes, you know exactly. That's why she's dumb.
What did she do before this TV show that made her get this TV show?
She was a fetus. No, she's very young. So she was she got out of college and then made a movie.
What was it?
And the movie Judd Apatow saw or produced or had something to do with the very end of it, I think, and. Or maybe he just saw it. Anyway, it went on HBO. It went into film festivals, did very well.
What was the movie?
Tiny Furniture, and people loved it. It was like this fresh new voice, and it was very good. And it's almost, you know, that's basically what her TV show is. Then Judd Apatow came aboard to do her TV show with her.
Oh, he produces her TV?
Yeah, so. I think he co-wrote or created and was the executive producer, and he helped her through that.
Was his what movie did we just see? Was that his daughter in it, or
Maude Apatow?
Is that his daughter?
Yeah, Other People. That's a good movie with Molly Shannon.
The whole cast was good, though.
There's a couple of weird scenes in it, but
that guy is a good actor.
Yeah, he's really
the
good.
The guy that was he in Fargo?
Yeah, the TV show Fargo.
He played the butcher that fucking.
Yeah, he's good. Because he didn't... Those two characters, like, they weren't the same at all.
Not at all.
Yeah.
So, she said...
So anyway, then... So, she's just been famous without really having a life. Do you know what I mean? She's been in a bubble, like... And also, she grew up very wealthy, and her mom is a artist, you know, like an actual... Nobody we've ever heard of, but, you know, like a... Bonafide artist.
Does she still go out with that guy from the band?
I think she does. Fun, the guy.
Yeah. So, I mean, here's the thing. When you're famous, no matter what you say, someone's going to kill you for it. If we were famous, do you know the things
shit that we have said on these podcasts?
They would fucking destroy us.
I mean... This is the thing, if you become embroiled in any kind of, you know.
Like, you really think feminists are fucking idiots, right?
No. No.
What group are you the most scared of?
Well, feminists. You don't want feminists coming at you, man. That's
over Black Lives Matter? Over.
I mean, they'll just shoot you. That's fine. They won't come at you on Twitter.
Do you find some feminists? I think some feminists.
Anybody on either side. But the problem is that, like, I used to so much hate, like, all those, like, social justice warriors and people trying to shut down, like, free speech and all that shit. It's, like, annoying. But then I didn't realize that there was going to be, on the other extreme of it, was going to be, like, I guess I didn't realize there was still like that level of racism and stuff going on, you know? Like, I mean, the alt-right or KKK movement, I never really heard about until,
you know,
pretty recent.
You never heard of the KKK movement?
I mean, it didn't, like, it seemed like something in the past.
It's so funny. It's so funny that you go to alt-right. But you're saying that there's no one on the left that's prejudiced. There's is probably as many people on the left that are racist.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying most people live somewhere in the middle. And then there's these extremes. And I'm saying, like, those extremists are annoying to me, but maybe we need them to, like, balance out the extremists on the other side.
But when you classify the right as racist, how do you classify the extreme left? What do you classify them as? Communists? As fucking...
Well, no, they have their own prejudices, too. But they're you know, you can't.
People are people. Just because your politics are right or left does not mean you're a good person.
No, I'm not
person.
Talking about politics. Yeah. I'm not talking about politics.
When you
I'm
say
talking
right
about
extreme
sides of things. I don't want to get into the whole
I'm
thing, which I know
politics.
You're trying to drag me into
it. I'm not trying to.
I'm saying there's. It's like saying like all Muslims are bad. They're not.
No,
the extremists
but you said,
are.
You say extreme
the extremists
right, you're
on
talking,
anything are.
But when you say extreme right, you're talking politics. That's the first thing that someone thinks is politics when you go extreme right.
Okay, well, I'm talking about people who are genuinely racist.
So they could be right
or
left.
They're part of the alt-right movement. Yes, the rich. What? Who do you think is running that movement?
Which movement?
The alt-right.
Alternative? The alt-right? I've never heard of the alt-right
okay,
movement.
Then we need to stop talking about any of it, because clearly if you haven't heard of it, then you haven't... Where have you been?
Well, you're talking about the extreme right or the alt... What's the... You mean the alternative? Alternative, like...
Alt-right is just another word for KKK. Oh. You don't know that? That's who Trump is putting in his cabinet. These are alt-right people. You've never heard the term alt-right?
No, I know. I didn't know that the term alt-right was KKK. No, I never heard alt-right. And I read that stuff all the time. So... What are you looking at?
I think we have to take this part out of the podcast.
No, why?
No, for real, because otherwise you look too stupid. You need
I'm
to cut
stupid.
This part.
I'm
Tell him to cut this part
no,
out.
No, I'm not cutting it out. Because listen, the far right, extreme right, I would consider some people.
I'm just saying, look at it. Call it whatever the fuck you want. The fact that you've never heard of it is mind-blowing.
Well, I'm not reading all this Trump and Hillary bullshit every day because it's all...
Look, all you had to read was 10% of it and you wouldn't be able to get around it. It's like, it's an endless flow into your brain, whether you like it or not. So it's like saying like you've never heard of Christmas. It's like being like, oh, I've never heard that term. Christmas? I've never heard that term. I don't know what it is.
You're like, well, now you're saying C-H or X-M-A-S. How are you saying it?
You need to cut this part out. I'm telling you, go Google it right now and you'll be like, oh, shit.
I guarantee it's everything doesn't start off with alt-right or, you know, I know there's a lot of racist people that are being.
I say alt-right like 200 times a day.
You've never said it once before, ever, ever.
Richard.
Go ahead. You said extreme right.
Richard.
You said extreme right. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm just
you
saying,
need to take this part out.
No, I'm not because you're wrong.
I'm telling you, that you need to take this part
First
out.
Of all, you whispering doesn't mean they can't hear.
I know, because it's not going to be on.
Yes, it is. Because my point is, when you say left or right, people are fucking...
I don't want to have this conversation with you any longer.
I'm not talking politics.
I didn't realize I was talking to someone.
I didn't realize I was talking...
Levels were so low.
No, you're so close-minded and so... irresponsible when it comes to putting out this type of propaganda. Yeah.
What's that?
Just bullshit fucking propaganda.
Propaganda? No.
Yeah.
That's not a word.
Propaganda's not a word?
No, never heard of it. I've never heard the word propaganda.
Oh, what do you hear? What's your word?
I've never heard of the word propaganda.
What is it then?
That's not a word.
Are you crazy? Oh, you're just trying to be like...
Oh, my God. How long did it take you? Oh, my God. I was like, is he going to get this? If he doesn't get this, then I have to get a divorce. I have to.
Oh, I don't get it. What are you saying?
Oh, ha-ha. I gotta go.
You don't think that there's just racist, there's homophobe.
Look, I'm getting already, I don't want to talk about it because already I'm going to get like 50,000 fucking tweets about like, the Alt-Right is not a racist organization.
What do you think about this MTV video?
I don't care. I don't understand why anyone's watching MTV. Why anyone cares. And
well, now they've gotten more fucking press over this.
Well, why? Because they said, white guys, here's what you need to do in 2017?
Yeah.
It's like white guys are the most like sensitive people on the planet. They're like constantly telling everyone else, hey, take a joke. Suddenly they're like, ah.
Oh, stop.
This is unbelievable.
You're like Mrs. Injustice fucking.
I'm just saying what I think.
Did you ever see a video, black guys, this is what you have to do in fucking.
I'm sure there has been throughout the years ridiculously racist shit about black people.
No,
about women, about gays, about anyone who's not a straight white male. The minute straight white male comes into the. Oh my. Well, guess what? It's just not funny.
But it wasn't funny.
Who cares? I'm sure that people who are watching racist shit that you think is hysterical don't think it's funny.
What do I think is funny? I don't think racist shit is funny. I never go over.
I'm not saying you. I'm saying I'm sure white people have laughed at shit that black people don't think is funny. Okay? It's that you deciding what's funny or not is
what's funny. I decide what's funny.
Has
to
no
me.
Bearing on anyone else.
You're right.
It's just what's for you. It's what right. you think is funny. What I think is funny. What he thinks is funny. What they think is funny. There's no universal. This is funny. It doesn't exist.
But
it's subjective.
I would love to see MTV or any network put out.
They're not going to do it right now, but they would have done it fucking 10 years ago.
They would have never put
ago.
Out black people. That's what you should do next year.
Yes.
They, no.
Yes.
No.
Oh, don't be stupid. Don't be silly.
Don't be crazy.
Don't be nuts.
Don't be an idiot.
Don't. That's
don't
propaganda.
Be an ass. No fucking alt bullshit. Don't fucking do it. They would have never flat out came out with a commercial.
I guarantee there's been all. Listen, maybe not that particular thing.
No, that blatant. Never
but
that blatant.
There is, yes, there has been racist shit that blatant.
No.
Of
never.
Course. Or they would say, like, women, here's what you need to do. Of course they've done
no,
it. Of course.
No.
Maybe not MTV, but I guarantee you. Well, they have fucking, it's like the most sexist fucking thing in the world, these men's magazines or.
Well,
you know,
what kind of sexist men magazine? Same with women magazines, or they're all
equally
shitty. You write or you sell your
product. I'm just saying
to
that
if you
read something that was like, "Here's how you keep your woman in line" or something, and it was like hilarious, written by Artie Lang. You know, you'd be like, "That's so fucking
there's
funny."
There's a difference if a comic writes something or if a network puts out a commercial.
It's
there's
not a commercial.
Big, what is it? It's a
it's
video.
It's like a fucking.
It's a video they made to put out online. If we put out if IFC put out a fucking video, hey Jews, this is how you should act in 2017. There would be a fucking outrage.
Yes, now there would.
Okay,
but there have been times throughout history that now, but now because it's acceptable to make fun of white guys and no one else, that's now where white guys are like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
But I don't mind that, but
and it's unfortunate
equal.
That you who have in quotes never been racist or anything that you have to bear the brunt of that. But people who were
I'm not bearing the brunt of it because I'm not white.
Okay, then white guys. That have been good guys their whole lives and now bearing the brunt. It's not fair, but I'm not going to fucking shed a tear when white guys all through the ages have seen things that aren't fair and just been like, suck it up.
How do you know they've said that? Yeah, that's
I'm
just
saying
generalizing.
Generalizing, yes. I'm generalizing, and I'm sorry, white guys, that I'm generalizing.
You know,
but I feel like as a woman, I've been generalized against. Black people have been generalized against.
Oh, Jews haven't?
And Jews, sure. Let's put them in there. I'm saying all. But the minute that like there's something against white guys are most hilarious because they're the ones that get the angriest out of any special interest group, which they actually are becoming a special interest group.
They're not a special interest
group. They're becoming one. And when it becomes an issue where they have to have like, organizations where it's like, hey, you know, fight for white guys' rights and stuff.
Hey, when these kids are out protesting the left, you know, that Trump lost that Trump won, and they're out protesting Portland, Seattle, whatever they're protesting, you know, and they're basically, you know, left-wing college students and more, right? Those are white guys. Those are all white guys, you know, and yet they're on the same side as the of the people that are saying they're doing wrong. Do you see what I'm saying?
No.
These are the same people that you're saying are privileged, but they're out there protesting with, I guess, Black Lives Matter or anti-Trump or, you know, gay rights or feminists or female rights.
I don't know why you're trying to put me in any kind of movement. You asked me my opinion on it. I told you my opinion on it.
I'm not putting you in a movement. I'm saying, so what white guys are they what white guys are they going after?
You know, I don't know. They're just making fun of.
You know, are they going after the white guys that work at
Wall? It's like when you make fun of black people, you're not making fun of the, like...
I only make fun of light-skinned black people.
No, I mean, you know, in shows and stuff, let's say, there's, you know, whatever. It's like you're making fun of a certain kind. You're not, like, taking into account every single white guy or every single black guy when you're making a generalized, you know, mockery of them.
Nobody uses mockery anymore.
Whatever, I couldn't think of a word.
I don't. Can you retract that word?
Whatever. I love everyone. Even white guys.
No, you don't. You have so much hate that you don't even realize it. But you're, you know.
Against whom?
Huh?
It is frustrating to be in this world because you can't. It's like you. Everybody's starting to realize, like, you can't even side with anyone because your views differ. It's like a tree branch. It's like you go off on that side and that guy goes off that way. So it's like you can't be like, oh, I'm pro this. And suddenly you're like, oh, but I don't agree with that part of it.
I don't side with anybody.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what's happening. And so then it becomes a frustrating thing where, you know, we just hate the extremes on both sides. It becomes too much because we're all the rest of us are just down in the middle living our own lives.
There's going to be 300 million special interest groups in this country.
Well, because the only way to get anything right now is to be a victim.
Really?
So even white guys are doing. Even white guys are jumping onto it. Let's be victims. Want to get something.
But
you want people to like you. You got to be a victim.
Here's what. The only thing that really, that dumb video I watched from MTV. Did you see it? You saw
yes.
it. The white people in it. Go fuck yourselves. You're talking.
I thought about them like signing the thing and being like, who cares?
I know.
Got on TV.
Like the fucking white people in it. You fucking sellouts. Jesus, you fucking, you're, when white people become slaves, they're
you know
going to
they,
be,
like,
they're going to be
have,
the
like,
house.
Second thoughts about it. That they're
yeah,
like,
they're
oh.
like
well, they'll be on MTV though.
Oh, what a bunch of fucking sellouts.
No, now they got to double down on it when people like say shit to them. They're like, they got to be like,
oh, and
now
we,
for the rest of their lives, they got to be like social justice warriors.
And we could take Kanye. I guarantee they wouldn't have said that before he met with Trump.
Boo. Kanye's always a... good for a punchline. All right, can we be done?
I feel like
we've been doing it a long time.
We've been doing it for 50 minutes. Listen to me, folks. Let's do a couple plugs. If you're buying on Amazon, amazon.richvoss.com. Go ahead.
I'm going to be in the governor's. I'm going to be at governor's coming up in January.
In the governor's?
I got to look it up.
All right. This weekend, I'm... this weekend I'm at, this Friday, this is Christmas weekend. Friday I'm at the Stand and the Cellar. And next weekend I'll be in Buffalo at Helium, Thursday through New Year's Eve, Buffalo and Helium. And then the following week, Helium in Philly. So that's Thursday through New Year's Eve, Helium in Buffalo. The following week, Helium in Philly. Also, please, just go to the Interabang website. It'll take you a minute and vote for Rich Voss 5 for Album of the Year. That's all. I'd like to win Album of the Year, huh?
Nice.
Oh, now it's nice?
I think it's terrific.
Now it's nice? And please.
I want
really,
you to win.
Give me some
I just
suggestion.
Don't want you to beg for it. A legend
beg.
Never begs.
I didn't beg. I said go out and vote. I didn't beg. I'll do that on the fucking Twitter.
January 13th and 14th, I'm going to be on Long Island, but I don't know which club. I think it's Governor's.
It is Governor's, three of them. they go to the governor's website and they'll see who.
Yeah, go to the governor's website
and see where you're working. You're really getting on my nerves.
I mean,
we got one more podcast to wrap up 2016. A year in review. This is a good year for us for entertainment. I wonder if I made the top 1,000 comics this year. Have you heard? Huh?
Governors.
Have you heard if I made the top 1,000?
I don't know. No one cared about it after that.
I know.
That guy wasted all that money.
It fell
on
apart.
Billboards. And it was like, yeah, nobody cared about driving around and looking at billboards.
This has been a good year fucking entertainment-wise for us.
Why?
I've done a lot this year. Deal with IFC, wrote for the Oscars, the movie's moving forward. My CD hit the Billboard charts.
This movie is the hardest thing I've ever had to.
We killed
put
up
together.
In Montreal this year.
Did
everything,
we?
Yeah, fucking. This has been a good fucking year. This has been a very positive fucking year in the entertainment world. Fucking. You know.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
And then I have a feeling I'm going to win.
Are we going to do another podcast before Christmas?
No, we'll do one between Christmas and New Year's. No.
Oh, that'll be our end of the year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Next week. Are you stupid?
Oh, were you just talking about that? I wasn't listening.
Yes. Why do you look like Etta May?
Who's Etta May?
A comedian.
The old lady one?
No. She's like from down south. She wears glasses and a thing on her hair like that. Hmm. Etta May. Etta May McFarlane.
Does she talk funny? Well, howdy. I'm Etta May.
We've heard some good comics over on Sirius, huh? Driving in.
Can you stop talking so they can go about their day?
What are they going to do?
Merry Christmas.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.